This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the Goods and Services Tax GST reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 26 September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. The advisory also permits use of old packaging material or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering or online printing at any suitable place on the package. Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has granted approval of recommencement of helicopter operations for the Chardham Yatra 2025 after the monsoon break. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the strategic initiatives for enhancing the safety of Chardham operations have been implemented after a rigorous scrutiny. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu held multiple review meetings along with Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami at Dehradun and Delhi to ensure close coordination among the DGCA, Airport Authority of India, and state government. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said digital personal data protection, DPDP rules are finalized and set for publication in coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a long period to come up with this entire framework.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan held a review meeting on the implementation of National Education Policy NEP 2020 in school education. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that the ministry is committed to modernize the education system, making learning more joyful and student-centric. He added that the ministry will provide world-class school education to children of the nation. He further said children are the drivers of Viksit and Samrit Bharat. Therefore, every student should benefit from the far reaching impact of NEP 2020. India has joined hands with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to build world-class blue ports. Department of Fisheries under Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has signed a technical cooperation program agreement with FAO to strengthen blue port infrastructure in India. Three pilot harbours, namely Vanagbara in Diu, Karaikal in Puducherry and Jakhau in Gujarat have been approved with a total investment of 369.8 crore rupees. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pornpawu Tochuwong of Thailand. She will now face Ahn Se-young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India's star men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. The pair defeated Chinese Taipei's Zhu Xiang Xie and Wang Xilin in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.